嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴们，早好！我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，来自于《摩登家庭》的第三季第十七集。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
How about you make an exception and strap him in there?
How about you make an exception and strap him in there? 不如你们破个例，让他上去飞飞。How about you make an exception and strap him in there? How about you make an exception and strap him in there? 在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 how about 出现在一起呢，我们可以有一个自然的连读。那么像这种元音和元音之间的连读呢，我们说语速比较快的时候，你会感觉这个位置啊，两个单词之间呢好像是形成了一个类似于我的发音，所以呢你可以读成 how about how about， 而 make an exception 我们这样的三个单词呢放在一起，其中呢可以做两处连读，两处连读之后呢，我们可以把这样的三个单词呢读成 make an exception make an exceptionand strap him 这样的三个单词呢，我们其中呢前两者可以做一个不完全爆破的处理，而后两者呢咱们可以做一个击穿的处理，相当于字母 H 好像是没有发音，所以呢这样的三个单词呢我们可以读成 and strap him and strap him。
I've been trying so hard to figure out what Cam wanted for his birthday. He'd been telling me all alongYou want it to be 10.
Seriously, there's nothing you can do?
I'm sorry, you just missed the cutoff. How about we see you next time?
How about you make an exception and strap him in there?
Yeah, we're like 10 minutes past your deadline anyway. And you don't want to make us angry today.
Ladies,
Okay, so you're going to wind him up, okay?
And that was how they apologized to me.
Come on!
You did it!
At least I think it was. I could never ask them.
那么今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下 make an exception 这样一个短语的用法。它呢可以表达破例，使得某个人在某种场合下不遵循平时的规则这样的意思。To allow somebody not to follow the usual rule on one occasion。那么下面呢，我们来看一下这样的几个例子。第一个 ，Children are not usually allowed in, but I'm prepared to make an exception in this case.这个地方通常孩子们不让进，但是我打算这次破个例。Children are not usually allowed in, but I'm prepared to make an exception in this case. 下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。I don't usually lend people money, but in your case, I'll make an exception. 我一般不借钱给别人，但是是你的话，我破例。I don't usually lend people money, but in your case, I'll make an exception.下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第三个例子。I usually don't let students hand in any assignments late, but considering the recent circumstances with your family, I'm willing to make an exception. 我通常不让学生晚交作业，但是考虑到你家庭最近的情况，我愿意为你破例。
I usually don't let students hand in any assignments late, but considering the recent circumstances with your family,I'm willing to make an exception.
下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。
We have to be firm with our rules for the kids. If we keep making exceptions like this, they won't take us seriously.
我们在给孩子们立规矩这事儿上得严格一点。如果我们一直像这样破例，他们不会把我们当回事儿的。
We have to be firm with our rules for the kids. If we keep making exceptions like this,They won't take us seriously.
下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。
Because it's your birthday, I'll make an exception and let you stay up as late as you want.
因为今天是你生日，我就破例，让你晚上想几点睡就几点睡。
Because it's your birthday, I'll make an exception and let you stay up as late as you want. 那么今天节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。The rule is a good one, and I will not make an exception for anyone. The rule is a good one, and I will not make an exception for anyone. 这样一个句子你会如何去理解并做翻译呢？希望各位同学呢都可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢我们就先分享到这里，明天节目当中呢我们再会啦。 See you!